104.4 morning on the Chris Fade Show. What's going on? Listen, he shut down the city.
Yep.
He's been here for a week. He departed this morning. He's actually on the way to the airport as we speak. The world's biggest influencer, Logan Paul. Last night we went up to his hotel room. He was staying at the Armani Hotel. Gorgeous room.
So beautiful.
It looked trashed when we walked in on it, though, I tell you. He had done a lot of stuff in that room.
Yep.
This is part one of us catching up with Logan Paul.
Guys, we've got him. Logan Paul, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh, I'm excited. I'm with Chris Fade, bro.
Oh, man. No way.
I'm with Chris Fade.
We're with Logan Paul.
Yo, like, who is that even, dude?
Like, hold on. Who was Logan Paul 4 years ago?
Yo, crazy? I was still Logan Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop it.
No, I'm serious. Logan Paul. No.
No, you were this.
I was this.
But, like, things... You're in the tallest tower in the world right now in Dubai. Oh. You're just about to ride camels. You've jumped out of a plane. Yeah. You did the world's biggest meet and greet. It's a different Logan Paul, right?
It's a different Logan Paul in the sense that just more people are watching me,
yeah,
and I can do more fun stuff. But, like, dude, you can imagine, I've always been goofy.
Yeah.
Now I just happen to have an audience who supports my antics, which sometimes leads to jumping out of a plane, riding camels, getting Maverick-branded Bugattis,
yeah,
and holding meet and greets and making history in Dubai.
You've had an amazing 4 days in Dubai. One of our really good friends of the show, Shiraz, yep, Hassan, him and I spoke nearly 4 months ago on this and said, you know, hey, what do you think about bringing Logan Paul to Dubai?
It was just like a conversation. Hey, what do you think? Throwing out an idea.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, yeah, let's do it. I think it'll be amazing, right? And then when it started and the wheels got in motion, then you got behind it and you said, hey, we want to do the world's biggest meet and greet. I was like, all right, okay, man, this is really going real right now. And then literally days before, I started to feel it with Rossi and Pretty, the amount of calls, yeah, we started getting in at Virgin Radio, the amount of people starting to request Logan Paul, where is he going to be, what time? And that's when I started to get a little scared.
You're scared?
Because I was just like, guys,
it's going to be massive.
Really?
I think it's going to be the world's biggest meet and greet. Come the day last weekend, man, you shut down the Dubai Mall. I've never seen it like that. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, dude. For me, it hit me the day after when I saw a video from the third level, because I was on the bottom, and you see people along the railings on the second and third level. When I saw a video from the third level, people are stacked 15 rows deep all the way down the mall, third, second, first level,
crazy,
and in the ice rink.
Yep.
What? The low gang is too strong.
It is the low.
They can't stop us.
No, on stage you were saying, and I thought this is so cool, on stage at your meet and greet you said, I was doing engineering in college. I liked making videos, and then I'm here now. And I thought that was, like, so cool.
It's because I took the leap. A lot of people are afraid to take the leap to pursue their dreams. And I'm a dreamer who made it happen because I refused to not let it not happen. And it's literally incredible. Like, I'm a boy from Ohio. What am I doing here, bro? I'm looking out. I see Amar, the biggest buildings in the world. Everything is so beautiful. I lost my voice because I'm screaming because everything is so exciting.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I want to bring it to a lot of mums that were disappointed that their kids didn't get to meet you. What do you want?
It's the worst.
What do you want to say to the mums, especially in the dads?
Yeah, it's the worst. I feel horrible about it. Every time my biggest complaint about meet and greets is that I don't get to meet everyone.
Sure.
I cannot. I physically cannot.
It's not possible.
When you're bringing out a crowd of, like, you know, 5,000-6,000 people, that is absolutely impossible. And I know you were saying it to me offline, that he was really disappointed that he couldn't get to meet all the fans, and some of the fans didn't get onto the ice rink. But I know that you just wanted to get that out as well.
Even at the meet and greet, I was like, where are the moms at? And I, like, saw a couple of moms raise their hand. I was like, thank you for driving your kids out here. Thank you for waiting with them. I actually got to meet that mom, which was cool. But to the moms and kids that I did not get to meet, you guys know I love you. You know I love you. One day, hopefully, I can meet you, and thank you for coming.
You want to come live in Dubai for a while? What do you think?
Like, I actually bought a house yesterday.
Stop it.
What?
Stop.
Clickbait.
Oh, my word.
A house here.
No, but that's something I would do.
Oh. I was going to be like, how much? What did you go? But listen, was it true? Because a couple of days ago, we were getting messages on our Virgin Radio line. We think we just saw Logan Paul in the Arabian Ranches. He had an accident.
Oh, my God.
You may have your Logan. We've got our Virgin Radio gang.
Yeah. Oh,
we've got eyes everywhere, man.
So did anything happen? Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, okay. No, because it's funny. I was driving the Maverick Bugatti.
Yeah, which is, wow.
Yo, so cool. It was incredible. and it would just throw itself in neutral, and I wouldn't be able to drive, obviously. So we were stuck in Dubai's biggest roundabout during rush hour, a Bugatti with the security Raptor, the truck behind us, just blocking all the traffic. Meanwhile, crazy guy Logan Paul gets out, is vlogging the whole thing. I have a camera. Yeah. Cop pulls up. He thinks I did it on purpose. Oh. He's like, you gotta move the car, move the car. I'm like, yeah, bro, go for it. Good luck if you can move it. We're stuck, bro. What can we do? I'm like, yo, you want to move it? You got this, bro. You got it.
Did he do it?
No, no, he's broken.
So what did you guys have to tow it away?
No, it was so apparently it overheated, so we sat there, and after like 10 minutes, it started working. But like, dude, I thought I was going to get arrested, and what made me more concerned was I thought he was going to take my cameras.
Oh. Cameras,
don't take my heart and soul.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Here with Logan Paul in Dubai. You're on Virgin Radio 104.4. More with Logan next.